Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 265 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me tell you what you're in for. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like going to Disney World. You plan for it months in advance, you get excited for it, and then you get there and you realize, oh shit, this is not what I expected at all. The lines are long, it's hot, it's shoulder to shoulder walking anywhere you go. Oh, and don't get me started on these adults who act like children themselves. Oh boy! Oh no! I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who got caught trying to look up Minnie Mouse's dress.
Well, I just wanted to see, was I going to be seeing Minnie Mouse's underwear, or maybe the person underneath?
Probably the person's underneath. No, I'm sure they fill out the bottom, right? It's not just you look under there and all of a sudden there's some legs and the dude's, crotch. I hope not.
That's what I was trying to find out.
He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm Minnie. Hey. Minnie Mouse.
It's me, Minnie Mouse.
It's not the only thing that's Minnie, huh? Small penis joke.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so last week...
I'm Kevin!
Oh, yeah, that's right. You forgot to say names.
I said my name.
I'm a little rusty. He's rusty.
I'm Jeremy. No, I'm Kevin.
I just got back from my Disney vacation, and that was a lot of fun. I would like to talk a little bit about it because I think that people probably don't care, but I'm gonna give you information anyways because I don't care because you're gonna hear me. I'm not gonna go into too much in depth, but I will say this: the difference of going to a Disney World versus like a Disneyland or like one of those just day trips is completely unique. You are engulfed. It was for me. I don't know, Doug. I don't know if you would enjoy Disney World. I don't know if that's like something you want to do in your lifetime. Do you want to take your kids to Disney? Doug?
Hold on. Sorry. I got a text from Windrus. Wait, what? Okay. Last time I went to Disneyland was 9 years old. So, I had fun then.
Okay. So do you have any interest in taking your kids to Disney World at some point when they get older?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think we probably would have taken Ollie like soon if there wasn't another one on the way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it would have been something we would have looked at, maybe not for this summer, but next summer. But now it's kind of like oof, yeah. Oof. Now we have another one.
Kev, are you planning on going?
I mean, if I have a kid, maybe. Depends.
So you wouldn't go?
I mean, like,
as an adult?
I went as an adult. I went in 2000. And. Dude, the parents there were dicks to everybody.
Yeah, so, I was gonna bring that up, but first, yeah. let me get to the positive stuff.
I'll just say it was fun to be there, but yeah, it was a once in a lifetime thing for me. I could live the rest of my life without never having to go back personally.
Okay, I absolutely fell in love with it. I've always loved going to Disney. That was Disney World was my number one place that I wanted to go to as a kid. And I knew that I would never go there because, well, poor and shit. But when I got there, you definitely get lost in the magic of it. Because you're not leaving the property. You're staying on property. And if you are staying on property, there's no other outside like influence at all. It's all Disney 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of get lost in it. And there's so much to love about doing that. They've kind of perfected it from the point where you walk in the front doors to the lobby of the hotel to your trip to one of the parks and everything. It's a ton of fun. I will say I went to Pandora. That was the third day we went and did that. And that's at, what's it called? Animal Kingdom?
United Kingdom?
No, it's the Animal Kingdom. So Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
And that's what I think it's called. The Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom.
You were there for a fucking week, Jer.
He got me a little confused.
I realized United Kingdom. I just put that together. I'm like, England?
Yeah, it's Disney's Animal Kingdom. And so they built Pandora. I know that we shit talk that that movie a lot on this show, and rightfully so. But that world, when you go up in person, is looks phenomenal. It's definitely, it transports you to a different place. Now, we went on the ride, and I'll tell you one funny story about this ride. We went on the Pandora flying ride, and Colin's in line, and he's like, "Dad, what's this like?" And I said, "Oh, it's just like, you know, soaring over California, the one that's in Cali, and, you know, you get on it, and it just flies you through a scene, and you're good." And he goes, "Okay, cool, 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 cool." And so we're walking in, and they bring you into a staging area where they disinfect you, and they, and then they pair you with your rider, whatever the fuck it is, your animal, and you go into the seat. Finally, you go sit in. Now, the best way I can describe this is like you're sitting on a motorcycle, okay, and locking mechanisms come up and snap to the back of your
crotch.
Not your crotch.
Butthole.
Not close. It's down
back
more.
Back of your butthole?
It's down more.
Taint.
They come in and they lock into your legs. And then
go on.
It locks into your back, so that way you're snug in there. Now, on the inside of your legs, of your thighs, this shit moves. And it feels like an animal or some shit. It's really weird. It's really weird. Once they locked in, Colin starts freaking the fuck out. And he's like, "Dad, I want to get off this ride. I don't want to be here." And I go, "Colin, we just fucking waited for 30 minutes to get in this ride. We're going on this ride." And he goes, "Dad, no." I gave him a little snug pinch. And I said, "Stop it." And because all it is a fucking screen in front of you, but it's there's this piece of plastic that's lowered down. So you don't know what's going to happen when it, you know, so he got scared. He screams for the attendant. "I want to get off the ride."
Oh,
and
God.
Like he freaked out and was having a meltdown. And so finally I held his hand. I said, "Colin, we're not going to go anywhere. I will hold your hand. It'll be okay." "Okay, okay." Shit you not. 3 seconds into the ride. Woo! Whee!
Bullshit. Every picture you had of your kid, he was stone-faced. Like, he did not want to be there.
Kev, shut up, Kev. That was...
Every single photo. Yeah. I hope you make a collage of all the photos that you spent money on, of you guys on rides, and just of his fucking, like, just... this face, which I
will
for the
show
listeners we can't see, but it's the stone coldest fucking face ever.
There's some photos of that. Most of them was happy, but he does have some.
I haven't seen one of them, and you've sent us like 30.
Because I wanted to show you the funny ones.
Seems like all of them so far. Speaking of photos that you sent us one in the saga chat of the Star Wars land construction. Mm-hmm. And everyone, like Ed freaked out. And I didn't say anything, but I'm going to say it now. Cool. Looks like scaffolding in the construction site.
I knew that you were going to say that because that's exactly what you said when we were at Saga, when he asked that question and you were like, "It's just construction." I said the same thing. I was like, "It's construction. And like, I'm going to take this photo though, and I'm going to send it." And so that's what I did.
Cool. It doesn't look like anything, but he was like, "Oh man, it looks so fucking sweet." Okay.
Yeah.
Into that, I guess.
I mean, and on one side of it, it was a rock, but whatever.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Sure. It was. Okay.
Was it the rock?
Okay. So anyways, hold on. Let me double back. I will say this. Pandora, that flying ride, is probably the best experience I've ever had on a ride. Like, hands down, if you go to Disney, you got to try it out. It's really a lot of fun. That's enough for the positives. Let's get into the negatives. and going to Disney will make you hate the human race. I swear to God. I don't know what it is about adults. As soon as they go into vacation mode, they like turn all their decency off. You would think that going there, it would be the young kids or like the millennials that would annoy you, but nope. Adults. Absolutely rude, inconsiderate, just no manners whatsoever, cut you off, everything. Like, I went in there just really being nice to all the cast members and, like, saying hi and thank you and, like, just being appreciative. And you know what? That shit paid off because I got free shit. I got discounts at stores and also got free snacks because the people were like, hey, thanks for coming. Like, hi, thank you. Oh, here you go. And I was just like, fuck yeah. People are just absolutely rude. They're demanding. They expect that because they paid all this money that they should be treated like a royalty. And it's just, it's really, really sad and sickening. I saw this one woman in line. We got in line at this food joint. Her kid was standing there. Didn't really want what was on the menu. It was looking. And she goes, what do you want? And he goes, I don't know. She grabbed his face like hard, turned it towards the menu and was like, pick something now. And I was just like, holy fuck. And the Disney worker is just standing there like, oh my God, I can't do anything. But this is, you just see a ton of that kind of stuff. And it's really, really sad. Really sad.
Meanwhile, someone on the Avatar ride saw a grown man pinch his son and force him to ride a ride.
No, it was a happy pinch.
So she happily grabbed that dude's face as well.
It was a happy pinch, and it was to his side too, so no one could see it. I was on the end. Nobody saw that except for the cameras, the workers, and security. No big deal. No biggie. So, and if you like what you hear, if you like what's going on, you can always subscribe to us right on Audio Boom. They are our sponsors, and we're happy to have them. We love them, no matter what Rex says in the Discord chat. They provide all of our bandwidth. And we appreciate them because without them, there'd be no show. And you can also, though, find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, live Monday nights on Twitch. You can watch us stream. We had somebody in the chat. We had, Bandit Joe 3 said, first time viewer. Wow. Huh. The guys did not look like what I expected.
And he just unsubscribed.
So, you could do that. You can interact with us. It's a lot of fun. And also, if you can't do that, you can always connect to us right on Discord. I mentioned it before. And we have a wonderful community. Go in there, interact with people, make new friends. It's fantastic. I say it every week. We mention it all the time on the show and on social media, but you can find all that information and more on www.the8bitgeek.com. Has all the links for you right at the top of the site. We make it easy for you to find your way around. So what else do we got to do? Oh yeah, we got to pick up some other shows. We got 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts and Garbage Day, and all those other shows you can listen to on the 8-Bit Geek Network. We have a lot of fun doing that. We have a con that we're coming up. We're just under a month to go. We're going to a little con in Houston. Well, it's a big con. Comic Palooza. And the way that we're getting there is by you. And why I say that is because all of your donations through Patreon have helped fund this trip. And we're doing this to reach out and to reach more people. If you're a subscriber on Patreon, you get a whole bunch of cool stuff. You get a lot more content. You get pre-shows, post-shows. You're going to get a lot of 8-bit content, reviews and things like that. You'll want to be on there because we're going to do a review of the new Avengers movie coming out this week. This Thursday it comes out. So you'll want to be on Patreon to do that. You can get for as little as $5 a month. You get all this extra content. So, you know, put down one McDonald's sandwich. Come subscribe. Come get some new content. Okay.
Hi. Hey, speaking of the Infinity War review that we're probably going to record this weekend, that was the text I got from Windress earlier. She said, hey, dude, I'm not like threatening your life or anything, but 8-Bit better include me in the Avenger Infinity War review. Otherwise, I will cut you all. And then a little, whoop, let's see if the stream can see it. Little kissy face.
Hey,
unicorn.
Unicorn.
Hey, quick question. Didn't she start the text by saying, I'm not threatening you?
Yeah.
And then
immediately went into threats.
Yeah. I said, okay, I'll let the guys know we have to include you or face the consequences. And she says that they're seeing it at 7:30 on Thursday. Kevin, I know you're seeing it like at 11.
I see it at 7:30 as well.
I think I'm seeing it at 7, maybe?
Check
with your internet provider.
Check with your assistant.
Okay, I'll text my assistant and I'll find out from him what time the movie starts. But yeah, I figure maybe we'll do something Friday night or something because Kev being so fucking late.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's just record at 2 a.m, guys. Come on, we need to get it out there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
fuck. Let's get Peter. Well, I was going to say, let's get Peter Klein's involved. Let's message him. I'm sure he's always up for
okay.
it.
That'll probably make him interested
in his name. We're that cool with him. Hey, PC. Yo, bro.
Yeah,
come
bro.
Do a review with us.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, we'll figure something out. Hopefully,
we still have to do that Friday. We have to still have to do the Jason X review with him.
We're doing that's going to be at home. I think we're going to do that at home.
Yeah, Halloween.
I know. It's only a couple months away. A guarantee at this point.
Yeah,
of course it's a guarantee.
He watched that the other night. He posted something about it on Twitter.
I know it got me all hyped because I love that movie.
Speaking of Comic Palooza, we just want to put it out there. We are a part of their podcast. What do you call it? Podcast program. And what that means is that we've partnered with Comic Palooza. And mm-hmm. so we're going to be kind of, putting out some posts, repping Comic Palooza and letting them know, you know, letting everyone know, hey, come out and hang out with us. You know what I'm saying? We have a booth there. So we're going to be repping ourselves as well. They invited us to do a couple panels as well. So that's a first for 8-Bit Geek. We're nervous as fuck because I know that we do this live, but we don't have to do it in front of people. Shudder. And so I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll be good.
I'm going to look people dead in the eye as we talk. I'm just going to pick random people out in the audience and just fucking stare at them. Give them the crazy eye.
That works.
Any questions?
So that is what, Doug, is that on the, that goes from the 25th to the 27th of May?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. 25th to the 27th. Come out, hang out with us, see us at the booth, watch our, we're going to be, I think I'm going to give away something cool at the panel that we do. And so, we're going to do that. So you should definitely try to make the panel if you come out.
Yeah. Also don't forget, pick up your tickets at comicpalooza.com.
Yeah. Riley says, please record. I'm assuming it means the panels. We'll see.
I have the portable.
We're gonna do our best.
I have the portable recorder. As long as they have a mixer,
mine as well.
As long as they have a mixer we can hook into, then yes, we can record it.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. We don't know anything. So yeah.
Not yet. But not until it gets closer. We don't even have a booth number until we get there this year.
Which it's gonna be a lot of stuff on the fly.
Bueno for us. Yeah.
But keep an eye on social media. Obviously, we're gonna plaster everything once we get there with photos, Instagrams, tweets, everything, and let people know where we're at. Because obviously we want to see as many of you as we can.
I guess we could always find a Costco there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, you order that shit and have it shipped to you, don't you? Fuck.
We have quite the caravan coming down this year too, of friends and fans and staff. So it's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, it's gonna be a good time. Are Mike and Deb going?
I believe so.
I just haven't heard any. We haven't had like staff meetings. I don't fucking know what's happening. Yeah.
You know, by the way, while we're on talking about fans, we had Bandit Joe 3 has followed. Dude has resubscribed for 4 months. Thanks, dude. Whoa,
thanks, dude.
Nice. Oh,
and
dude.
We said this pre-show, but you guys didn't hear it. But Brain Cruise 2003-2002 has subscribed using Prime. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And he's also saying that he can't wait to see us in Houston, or he or she.
Nice. Yes.
They can't wait till they see us in Houston.
Also, Ed is getting our solo tickets for that Thursday night. So we'll get down to the convention, we'll get our shit set up, and then we're going to get over to the AMC and go see Solo that night.
Nice. Okay. Wait, are you getting mine too, Ed? If so,
yes.
Then.
Okay, he's getting the three of us, him, and Ryan.
Ryan! Okay.
Cool.
Oh, I haven't done Ryan in so long.
I can either pay PayPal you the money or
it's
I can.
It's been like a year since I've done Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on. I'm sorry. You'll get your chance in a couple more weeks.
I know. He's staying with me after the convention.
Oh, nice. Really? He's staying with me before the convention.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, you guys, I had my fun earlier in the year, so whatever.
Ryan.
Real quiet.
Ryan.
Ryan. All right, let's do some misconnections. Let's get into this show. So by the way, going to Canada. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, and we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
In the chat, Janet started freaking out because she was like, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Because it's Canada.
Yeah.
I was not ready for this. And no, I don't think Doug was either.
No, what I was like, really, what, like, going to Canada. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought the same. I'm like,
what? Okay. What are you going to Canada? Do we have to record another like backup episode of the night too?
So we're going to Canada. We mentioned this 2 weeks ago on the show. And I said that we're going to do it on the next live recording because Ratty pulled these from Canada. Thank you again, Ratty, for putting in all the hard work. And we appreciate you. You know, you don't have to do this, but you've been doing it. So, you know, hey, it's a load off my shoulders. All right, Doug, where's our Canadian?
What's up, fellas? It's just me, Sean. I have a passport.
Oh, hey, welcome back, Sean. Hey, it's been like back. Forever since we've seen you.
Yeah. I heard you guys talking to my my cousin. My second cousin, thrice removed.
Yeah.
He worked with the band Thrice on tour. I don't know. He traveled with them for a while.
Oh, man. Yeah. I would never have thought that.
Rip that band.
Yeah. He was just like a grip, you know, he just like taped down wires and stuff. He didn't really actually like interact with the band. He tried one time, but they kicked him out.
I thought you were just getting really urban. I thought you said he was with them for a grip. I'm like, man, all right. Sir Reginald fucking from the streets.
So anyways, this one comes from apparently Canada, my time in Canada, although it's titled Strawberry Hill, which I'm pretty sure is in the UK. So who knows? We'll see.
I think you're thinking of the Strawberry Fields.
Strawberry Field. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, so we're back in Canada.
Back in Canada. I don't know. We're both so socially awkward. In parentheses, also titled, I Learned to Let You Go. By Sean Bennis.
It's a song.
It's the name of my novel, because this is a long fucking post. I'm so confused about you, about us, about life. I told myself a while ago I wouldn't fall for someone again. The pain of losing love is too great. Uh-huh. Then on that soggy ending of summer day, why with those beautiful eyes did you have to show up at my new place of work, no less? Some time has passed now, and I've got to see you smile, and it's a beautiful thing. Aww. I've got to hear of what's on your mind, and it's wonderful. I wonder every night if I should call or text you. I even stole a hug and didn't want to let go. Mm-hmm. I wish so very bad to hold you every night. I wonder so very badly to kiss your lips. This is just sad. For the longest time, I've only followed my head. I'll leave it up to you as to which one I'm talking about.
God damn it.
Never my heart. I wonder if I should follow my heart. I don't know. We work together. I don't want it to be awkward for us, for either of us to feel uncomfortable. I may just have to tell you and get it over with. I spend some time thinking, wandering the night highway.
What? Wandering the night.
Nighttime highway. Gotcha. I've spent time thinking, wandering the nighttime highway.
Canada.
My mind deep in thought. You seem to have lost interest. It happens, and I admit I'm a little sad. Mm-hmm. I always hold out hope, but at the same time, I must move forward. And in the end, I guess it's better I never said anything directly or out loud.
Oh.
If you ever want me, I'm there for you. Never be afraid to ask.
Yours truly, Sean Sad Penis.
Sean, have you turned a new leaf, man? Because you used to be really raunchy.
Really, Jeremy? Leaf Canadian? Really?
Did you turn over a new maple leaf?
Sean?
Listen, sometimes you just find the one that you love and it's happened to be in Canada.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. I guess it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do with this one. I don't think I could pull off a Canadian accent at all.
You lived there.
Yep. You lived there.
You have the most Canadian experience between the three of us.
Yeah, I spent like a week there. You spent like a year there.
I went to Detroit.
Which is South Detroit. South?
Yeah, okay, there it is.
No, because then I'd be in Canada if I went to South Detroit.
Wait, what? Does it wrap back underneath?
It's an underground tunnel you don't know about.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I haven't been to South Detroit.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to murder this. If this goes bad, I'm just going to switch it midway. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah, sure. No.
Commit.
Hold on. Let me see if I can pull this. See, I automatically want to go Australian.
You always everything it always ends Australian. Fucking
we work in the same. Nope, that's not
gotta
it.
Go like don't you know,
don't
you know,
we work in the same company, eh? Male for woman, eh?
What?
All right,
yeah,
sure.
It's okay. Why not
fucking... just go with it.
We work in the same company, which stops me from
I'm Irish now. You're fucking Irish. God, you might as well just get Marky in here, really.
No, commit.
Okay.
Whatever it turns into, I'll just keep a tally of how many accents you hit along the way. Okay. We're up to one.
All right.
Irish.
We work in the same company. Which stops me from approaching. Since the first moment I saw you.
You're just a fucking leprechaun. Just keep going.
He's turning into old Greg.
I'm about to pass out from laughing.
Drink Bailey's out of my boot.
Have you ever seen a mangina?
I'm old Greg. Okay. I felt extreme attraction. You're gorgeous, eh? Beautiful, full-figured East Indian lady. I don't know your situation. You have a kid, okay?
What?
Love to go out and see it where it takes us. You usually drive a white SUV. Once I saw you driving a compact sedan. Our company is in Richmond, eh? I wish you read this. Reply. If you think this is you, tell me any detail. I can tell a bunch of details about your look, office, car, anything. I could notice during the day, eh? You have an amazing smile, gorgeous eyes, sexy hands. I know this is totally inappropriate. My apologies, eh? If this even remotely sounds offending. But I can bring really cliche excuse. Life is too short. Hey.
I think I hit about three accents in that.
Yeah, no, more than that. We even hit a Marky accent at one point.
Well, that was the third one. Because you kind of had like a Scottish thing going. I guess, okay, we could say four. Because you kind of just stayed in Irish
mm-hmm.
land a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
kind
I tried
a little Scottish in there. Land. Yeah,
I tried.
Well, yeah, and then you had the A's
mm-hmm.
for your Canadian accent, I guess.
Okay,
and then you're okay, Marky accent.
Okay, that's three. Yeah, three. We got three. Hey, yeah. New record for least amount of accents in one.
Okay.
Kevin, give it to me, man.
I don't know. There was at one time that you were like, okay, I'm going to do an English accent. And then you went to Russia.
Yep. That is verified.
You kind of made a brief stop in London for like a hot second, and then you went straight to Australia. I'm kind of in it in a weird like New Zealand Australian accent at the end. So.
You know, I would say that I would really work on these and like look at YouTube dialect coaches and stuff, but then we'd lose out on all this fun.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And all that matters is that we had the true Canadian in the house. Jer has me crying. So out of joy?
The true Canadian as opposed to the fake ones out there?
Yeah, get out of here with that fake Canadian shit, eh?
Well, I mean, as far as we know, she's the only one here. I don't know if we have any other Canadian listeners in the chat currently.
So somebody says, Pixie says, please say, where's my Lucky Charms? Where's me Lucky Charms?
Yeah. Well, oh shit! Let me call Kellogg. let me call Kellogg real quick. The Kellogg Company. Whom does that?
I think they're all Kellogg.
It's all Kellogg. Yeah.
Oh shit! What? I didn't realize it was all Kellogg now.
Oh, it's like I was waiting. I was like, "Oh, what happened?"
No.
All right, Kev, you're up, man.
Bienvenue. Bitches.
What?
Quoi c'est? Je suis your grand fan de Canadian Français. This is Velvet Jones, baby. I found myself in Vancouver this week, so I wanted to learn the language of the land. And yes, I do parlez-vous freeze pop.
Is Vancouver in French Canada? Canadian?
See, that's the mistake I made. See, I went all this trouble learning French when Vancouver really doesn't have any French speakers.
No, they
there.
Do not.
But I figured I would still sound kind of sexy to my Canadian ladies out here. Canadian ladies. You know, like that's what I call them.
Canadian ladies. I'm sure they'll enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, they have already.
By the way, it's not Kellogg's, it's General Mills. Thank you, chat.
All right.
It's a very important
thing. Thank you, fact checkers. Thank you. Yeah.
This one is to my lovely, lovely Vancouverian with green eyes, male for women. You don't take life seriously, but you don't put up with any bullshit either. You always look very chipper. I envy that, because you probably had it worse than me, and yet somehow you were positive. I want to know your secret. Is it weed? Because it's legal up here. And antidepressants? Because it's paid for up here. Or is it just the way you are? You have very beautiful eyes, too, if I didn't already say that. Maybe your secret is just weed. So, in other words, hook a brother up. Contact lenses and hair dye. But I could smoke weed, dye my hair, well, the hair I have left, and wear contact lenses, and I'd still be fucked up. I don't know. I think it's just you. You seem very cool. I appreciate these little things about people. I wish I could tell you that for a compliment in person and just leave it at that. It's kind of weird when I'm yelling at it from my car window with the window rolled up at you in a parking lot. But it's not worth seeming strange for. I hope that you already know these things about yourself and that you're not just surrounded by people like me that thinks these things, but you know, I got a little excited with the typing, but never tell you. You're awesome. Was going to look last week, but due to my daughter's aunt's death.
Oh.
Well, took a turn there. That was in the States though, so that's here nor there. I really did not have the time to look far and wide, but back on the game again. Merci beaucoup, Velvet Jones.
Chuck Foon in the chat says, so Canada doesn't have toe-sucking freaks? Apparently not.
conversations, by the way.
Yeah, Canadians, I've discovered, really nice with their misconnections.
And yeah, it was very, very...
very timid.
Very timid, yes. Very, very polite, even in their misconnections.
Yeah. Ratty, fuck off with Canada. Let's go back somewhere else.
We don't need it classy up in here.
Yeah, this is some bullshit. People are going to be like, "This, oh, this is the misconnection section? I thought this was supposed to be like raunchy and stuff.
I thought this was supposed to be funny."
Yeah, I came here for the lulz, not for this bullshit. Nice.
Not to get like all saddened by Sean Penis's like, "I should have talked to you."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's tiny layouts. No, I looked up some Canadian misconnections and all I saw was dicks.
No, that happened. I mean, Jarrett looked at his fair share of dicks. Well,
you have no idea how many I have seen over the last 6 years. It's insane. Like I'm if only you saw, like, if anything, I hope nobody ever goes back and looks at my history of Craigslist. What was this asshole up to? Oh, God.
All dicks all day.
Yeah. Let's get into the box office. We have a new number one who was already a number one. A Quiet Place has taken back the number one spot, which is something that doesn't happen very often. Made $20.9 million in its third week. So it Rampage was number one last week. Then it went back down to number two. In its second, well, not back down. It went down to number two, and then Quiet Place took over again. It's now up to $131 million.
Good on them. Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, a lot of people have been talking about it, and a lot of positive reviews. I think this is going to have long lasting power in the in the box office because of that. That it's just going to be all of those hearsay reviews. So not hearsay, but word of mouth reviews. So that may stick up there. Obviously, it's not going to do that this week, but like this coming week.
There were a couple of movies that came out, a couple of comedies. I Feel Pretty, which suffered a huge backlash from what if this movie came out, 10 years ago, it would have been accepted 100% fully. Not in 2018. They accused of Amy, is it Schumer? Amy Schumer of fat shaming. All the reviewers did not like this movie. They said it was very poorly received. So that made $16 million. And what's even sadder is that Super Troopers 2, which had pretty good reviews. Never mind. It was a 40 on Metacritic and it failed to make any money. Only made $15 million. I wanted to go see it. I may still go see it.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody who's seen it, so I don't know if anyone.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Going back to I Feel Pretty, I'm looking at the synopsis of the movie. It is a woman struggling with insecurity wakes up from a fall, believing she is the most beautiful and capable woman on the planet. Mm-hmm. Her new confidence empowers her to live fearlessly, but what happens when she realizes her appearance never changed? So basically, this is Shallow Hell 10 years later.
Yeah, listen, we've seen this movie done a million times, but it's just that Amy Schumer says this is an empowering movie. We're empowering women, but a lot of women are saying, no, that's not what this movie is doing. And so that's where all the backlash is kind of coming from. I was reading an article today about it. It didn't connect with the audiences, I guess.
My thing is so she just didn't look in a mirror.
No, it doesn't matter. Like, when she looks in a mirror, she sees herself as this beautiful woman now.
Oh.
So, yeah, see, it's like the Shallow Hell thing when he gets hypnotized.
Yeah. Because she got her hair stuck in, like, a exercise equipment thing or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. Netflix is considering buying their own movie theaters, which is a huge middle finger to Cannes.
Yeah. Well,
film festival.
We talked about this before. I guess this is kind of going further in on it.
No, we talked about it in chat. We didn't talk about, like, we talked about them, about Netflix.
We talked about it on the show, did we not?
We talked about it on the show. Yeah, yeah, we did.
We talked about Cannes Festival blocking them from any awards. They could still show their movies, but then they can't. And then we speculated and said, you know, it'd be cool if they did all of this.
Right. And that, yeah, I mean, but we have talked about it on the show before. About like how Cannes specifically blocked them from like any of their movies being put up for any of the Cannes movie awards.
Yes, that's
but
yes.
They were allowed to show them at the festival and stuff. Then that's the same thing with the Oscars. The Oscars, your movie has to be in the theater for X amount of time before it can be like nominated for awards and stuff. And I think they've let, I don't know, Netflix, I think, was up for, but I guess that movie must have been shown in theater somewhere, one of their documentaries. It must have gone to theaters before it hit Netflix or something. So buying a theater to show your movies to make sure that they are up for nomination for various awards is a giant fucking middle finger.
It says that they were looking into buying Mark Cuban's Landmark Theater chain, but the sale price was too high. And so if they do it, I mean, well, how many do they need? Like just a few, a couple?
Like five.
Yeah.
Just do some film houses or whatever. Yeah,
because Tommy Wiseau kept the room in the theaters out of his own pocket for 2 months or something like that in LA in one theater to make it eligible for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, clearly it did not get nominated at all.
Yeah. But,
like so I guess just one theater is all you need. But
I think it'd be pretty cool. More.
They should put one like every major city if you're showing off like your movies, because you put them there before you release them on Netflix.
Which would be great. Like, I mean,
and if you have like a Netflix account, you get a discounted ticket price,
or you get in for free,
or free.
Fuck it, let them in for free, and then you just buy the food, make money off of that. What, Kev?
I was gonna say that's how theaters make their money anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like the Fox superheroes are not going to be joining the MCU in Phase 4. We kind of speculated to that probably a few months ago, how we didn't think that the sale would go through. But now we have confirmation from Kevin Feige. He went on to say, he says, no, it's not going to happen because any deal like that would, you know, while to get going, it would take years for this deal, even if it ever happens, you know, to finalize. So, certainly, it won't impact five movies that we've announced, and probably won't impact anything for a handful of years after that. So we're probably looking at least another 5 to 10 years before we would see any Fox-owned characters popping up in the MCU.
I'd say we're probably closer to 5 than 10. Yeah. A deal like this would definitely take maybe 2 to 3 years to completely go through, and that's like the studios finishing up their projects that they already have like on the lot and stuff that are being done. And then as well as like figuring out how to like incorporate everything and all that nonsense and the marketing move and how you rename things and how you switch over TV channels or whatever, you know, if they decide to do any of that stuff. But he did go on to say that like there are some characters that could make their way, and that by using Thor and like the Thor movies were to help pave the way for some of these characters to show up later somehow if they ever got the rights back. By allowing Thor to exist in a universe where Iron Man exists, where you have someone of science and practicality, and then you have someone fucking magic, like that they've kind of tried setting that up in a way where it would make sense should a mutant show up, right?
Well, Doctor Strange as well. Like, Doctor Strange was really the real jump into that.
Well, yeah, but Thor came first.
Right. Yeah, you're right. But I mean, as far as just using magic in the MCU.
Sure, but Thor
just had a sweet hammer.
Okay, Kev. And so I mean, you can read his whole thing about Thor, and it's in the fucking article. So anyways. Yeah.
He went on to say, he goes, it is a complicated situation, and he says, I think there's a way to probably figure it out, but it does have it's not as a clean or clear as majority of the other characters. So
no. And again, I would like if any character should make it over first, it should be Deadpool, since he's the type of character that could make it over.
He could bridge them together.
And he could bridge them together. And you know, they've done stuff with all like the different worlds and stuff, and there's an easy way to, I feel like, tie them all. You could easily bring them over somehow, some way. I don't know, but that's up for them. That's up to them to do. But I just feel like Deadpool of all characters, somehow. We'll see. And the article concludes saying, like, we'll probably, you know, you can expect to see them in the not too distant future. So they're obviously, it's not saying like maybe not Phase 4, but Phase 4 only goes to 2022.
So yeah, so definitely Phase 5.
That's 4 years away, right? So Phase 5 easily. And maybe before that. It all depends on what happens. But then there's some other characters that are still owned by other studios that they're like, well, those might be a little bit longer. Yeah.
Does it scare you guys to know, like, we're getting so many of these awesome movies, but these movies are going to be, they're going to keep going even after we die. Like, we're not going to see we're not going to see the completion of any of these fucking films.
I worry about that with Star Wars because I love it so much. And the fact that, like, now that it's owned by Disney, it's going to go for eternity. And it's like, man, but I really want to see how this ends.
Yeah. I want to just see it out, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, I've
put so much of my life into this. Can I see how this ends? So I'm really hoping if there is some afterlife or whatever that we could just, like,
like, maybe we could just, like, sit on a cloud and watch in a drive-through movie, you know? Like the next Star Wars films for, you know, until the world ends.
No.
Kev?
Yeah. I'm confused.
Cool.
Because I'm thinking, like, well, no, isn't, like, I mean, at least we're going to see it done in phases. I mean, we're going to live to see, well, I hope we live to see, like, the end of this Avengers phase, because this is going to be the end of the original generation.
That's what you think. It's owned by Disney, Kev. It's never ending. It will not end literally until there is no more Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it makes money.
And wow, farther than that, it'll keep going until there is no more anything. Because somehow, some way, humans make it to Mars. We leave Earth because we've destroyed the fuck out of it by mining for resources and global warming and all those things that we're not supposed to talk about. And Disney will move to Mars with the humans. And then when we meet our Martian brethren, eventually they'll be pulled into the Disney family as well. And then so even when humans as we know it die off and we become some weird, like, fucking hybrid species with the Martians and other aliens in the universe, it'll keep going for eternity, Kev.
Quick question.
Yeah.
When we get to Mars.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that we'll make a movie? This has nothing to do with Marvel or Disney. Maybe Disney makes it. Do you think we'll make a movie called Earth?
Show those generations what they missed out on.
Yeah, and it'll have Will Smith the 8th in it or something. I don't know.
Welcome to, that's how the movie starts. Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
We are getting a new Gremlins movie. It is actually, like, this is full steam ahead. Now, but the only thing is that, you know, they were talking about it being a continuation of the story, but it looks like that's not going to happen. Chris Columbus has given a new update on the film, which he says will almost definitely be a reboot.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. Like, I just want a new Gremlins film. That was a movie that I cherished growing up, and yes, I even liked the second one.
The second one was better than the first one.
Yes, I even liked the second one. The first one was definitely better than the second. Ask Keenan Peele.
The last time we had a movie that was like, hey, it's a reboot. No, it's not a reboot. It's a continuation. It's kind of a reboot, but it's also a continuation, was Jumanji. Remember when they said all that nonsense? So I'm down with it being like that. If they figure out whatever that was, where it was like, no. It exists in the same universe, but it's a reboot because it's been 30 fucking years.
Yeah. I'm okay with that too. I'm definitely okay with that. So. Universal is making a new Doom movie, guys. We're gonna get another Doom.
So there was rumors about this a while back. There was, because they're talking about someone starring in it.
The Rock. Well, again.
They had
I think it was, what's his face? You can't see him.
John Cena?
Yeah. Oh, maybe he was, you know, he had the Duke Nukem. Maybe it was both.
He's doing him doing Doom.
He's going to be Duke Nukem. John Cena is
still.
So I guess we have our first signing. Somebody who's signed on, an actress songwriter named Nina Bergman. I've never heard of her before. Maybe someone of the fans have, but she says that I'm doing the next Doom movie with Universal Pictures. I just signed all the paperwork, and she said that don't worry, the script is much better than the last one.
So how quickly do
it's
you
not
think,
saying much.
How quickly do you think Universal Pictures went, no?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They instantly saw that tweet and called her.
Yeah. Just slap on the no.
They're like, did you notice the NDA that you also signed?
Yeah. Did you forget that? You dumb dumb. Thanks for leaking that. So
yeah.
Seriously. I'm down. Listen, I'm down for video game movies. Can we just get good ones? Can we get better ones than we had? No. Please. Somebody.
I would say Silent Hill is still my favorite video game movie.
Yeah, that was a good one. The second one, not so good. But the first one?
Yeah, the second one wasn't great. The first one was amazing, though.
It
was good.
I've got to
really, say amazing, but it was definitely good.
Yeah, you used amazing.
For a video game movie, and then for how close it kept to the actual video game, I think it was amazing.
And don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd say amazing.
Well, I would say, I mean, I just say it's bad. I'd say it's amazing because for one, like I said, it's just when you saw, especially the movies like Resident Evil, they're like basically just share the name and there's a few references as opposed to, you know, like Silent Hill, that was a lot more like it felt like scenes out of the video game. So I don't know. I think it was amazing. I liked Silent Hill a lot.
I've got really bad news, really sad news. I know Doug didn't keep up with the show, even though it seems like he would be a prime candidate for it. Ash versus the Evil Dead, it's gone. It's canceled after 3 seasons.
Yeah. And I kind of expected it.
It's not coming back. And the thing is that it's such a high quality show. This was definitely going to make my yearly list again this year because I fucking love it so much. It has such a great mix of comedy and action and horror and gore. Like it's just, it's fantastic. I personally, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me.
It's everything you've come to love with the Evil Dead franchise and Army. And they made it into a series that all 3 seasons, I mean, they're like 2 or 3 episodes left in the 3rd season, but all of the episodes just made it feel like you were watching Evil Dead, and it was fantastic. Same type of cinematography. I mean, Bruce Campbell obviously reprising Ash, and even not you know, just playing it realistically as he could, you know, being older Ash. So there's a lot of out of shape moments, you know, and it's amazing. It's one of those shows you got to go back. The first 2 seasons are on Netflix right now, so you can catch up on that pretty easily. And the 3rd season is about to wrap up. But do yourself a favor. If you are a fan of the Evil Dead franchise, just watch them. And it was unbelievable. And it's bittersweet to see it end, but we all knew it was coming. At least I'm grateful that we got to see it in the first place. Because a lot of those shows don't even get off the ground, aka Mallrats.
Yeah.
This and he's done playing Ash. Like they started a petition to get Ash versus the Evil Dead on Netflix. And Bruce Campbell came back instantly on Twitter and said, I'm sorry, guys, but I've retired from the role.
Yeah.
But money changes everything, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, and that's one of the things I feel like kind of hurt the show a little bit, because I'm looking at it, it said they're only getting like 100,000 plays an episode. Like,
that's so low.
So little. Like, that's so little.
The cast is amazing too.
Yeah, and I just wonder if it being on, was it Showtime? What show?
No, it was on Stars.
Stars. Yes. Yeah. I feel like it being on Stars is what hurt it. I feel like if it had been on Showtime, or HBO, or Netflix, or whatever, even Amazon, it would have had a better shot because it would have had a bigger reach. I feel like I don't know who the fuck watches Stars.
And that was the thing. It was like I think they had low expectations going into it, that they were like, well, Stars is willing to pick us up, so we'll go with them. And they probably signed like a 3-season contract, or at least 1 season, and then they were just kind of locked into it from there.
Yeah,
Stars is owned by somebody big, though. But
if you don't have the viewership there for a show like this to matter, and you're going to cancel after 177,000 people watch it, you know, like move it. Yeah. If you're owned by some, move it, and that's why like it should. If it was on Netflix, we wouldn't be talking about how I haven't watched it, but it's on Stars. It's on fucking Stars.
Yeah. I guess it's partially owned by Lionsgate Studios, so whatever.
I think that this would have been it would have done much better on Netflix as well. I believe that.
Yeah, for sure. But Lucy Lawless was fantastic in it. Dana DiLorenzo, Ray Santiago, everyone who was in it was, it was just a great, great time.
Let's get into some video game news. And Activision is just doing some bonker shit. I don't.
Are we just gonna skip whatever we're playing? Normally, start with what we're playing.
Oh shit, guys! Let's let's hit that drop for what are we playing? What are we playing now?
Wait, what was it? What was the drop? I just want to. Are you watching?
Oh man,
wow, that's a throwback right
that's
there.
That's a big throwback. Yeah. I should pull that up. What are you watching? So we've all been playing God of War. Shut up, Kev. And we all love it. Isn't that right?
It is fucking awesome.
I've
never played a God of War game ever.
I've this played the first God of War game. I played the first one and I didn't even finish it.
Oh man. Great.
I heard this is a lot different than the other ones.
It is.
Yes. Night and day.
The combat's different. Everything's different. This one is so rooted in storytelling. It's it's so fucking good. It's so good.
And I've watched playthroughs and stuff of the first three, and you know it looks like a kind of typical typical hack and slash video games.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me even of a part in this game where I was like, man, this reminds me of Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno ripped off God of War.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. It's like that's what the God of War. I did play Dante's Inferno, and that's what the God of War games reminded me of. Was my point. It was like, that's what they look like to me. That kind of hack and slash. And while this does have that aspect when the combat a little, it's a lot slower combat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Which I think it was not necessarily been jarring, but that's kind of what I was expecting, having seen the other three games. Mm-hmm. And so, like to be playing, it's like this is a little more slow and a little more skill based. Like you kind of have to actually know how to fight specific mm-hmm. creatures differently
and use
I'm
your
sure it's
son.
Like that in the first game as well, but you can't just hack and slash everybody.
No, and there's certain enemies that your axe doesn't do anything to. There's certain enemies that your son has to hit. There's certain enemies that you have to combo with them. It's really, really well made. It's smart. The puzzles so far have been really a lot of fun while wanting, sometimes I want to throw a goddamn controller because I can't find the goddamn rune and where it's at. I'm like, where's the third rune? And then you look around the corner and go, oh, there it is.
Oh, you're right there. Oh, hold on. Let me hit you while I hit these other three at the exact same fucking time.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun. And I really enjoy Norse mythology and stuff. So I'm really digging that as well. In fact, it made me, I've had, I just actually got that today. Neil Gaiman wrote a book called Norse Mythology, and it's like a retelling of classic Norse mythology, including, you know, like Odin and Thor and Loki and all their shit and mm-hmm. the stuff leading up to Ragnarok. And I think Ragnarok also. And so like I've been wanting to read it. It came out February of last year, and it's been on my wish list and on Amazon, but I went and added it to my Audible wish list. And I just got my Audible credit today for the month. So I think I'm going to go pick that up because I'm like, fuck, I need to read this. It's been on my wish list for so goddamn long. It's really made me pick that up. So I'm enjoying the fuck out of this game. It's great. It looks beautiful, and I'm not. And here's the thing: you guys are playing on pros. I'm not. I'm playing on my old PlayStation 4 because I didn't want to drop $400 to pick up a new system.
You know, I think
apparently trading mine in will only be like $30.
Are you serious? Like they gave me $200 for mine.
You mm-hmm. must have done yours right when it came out.
Yeah, I did.
See, I waited too long.
Damn.
Yeah, so apparently I'd only get like $30 for it. So I was like, "Fuck me."
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, it's still fucking gorgeous. I would love to see what it looks like in like 4K on my 4K monitor, but like 1080, it still looks goddamn beautiful. It's a beautiful fucking game.
Are you planning on picking up a pro are you going to do a pro or are you going to do an X for Red Dead?
Probably an X because I played on the Xbox originally, and that's one of those where like I just know the controls. That's mm-hmm. when we were talking about the controls for this game. I'm like, this is my first time playing it like on a PlayStation game. So mm-hmm. like this is, it's all new to me. So it feels fine. But for Red Dead, since I played it on the Xbox, I'll probably continue with the Xbox. Yeah. And I probably will go get an Xbox One X. And then I'll probably play Red Dead Redemption over again beforehand to get that sweet 4K.
Yeah. Yeah, the game for me, I agree with you. It's absolutely just stunning. To look at is it's just jaw dropping. Like, especially even just walking into a new part of the forest, like when you're holding that boar and you're walking through and you like all these leaves come down and everything, you're just like, fuck, how are video games have gotten so fucking good? So I recommend to anybody.
Yeah. We've already said it's like on our it's gonna be on our top fives for the year. Super early spoilers. In fact, I made my list of the top five already, and so we're gonna revisit that in December when we do our reviews of 2018. We'll see how close I got.
Yeah. Kev, what did you think of God of War so far? You've been kind of quiet.
Well, I've been watching QE play it, and it looks amazing. I picked up my copy today. I found a used copy at GameStop.
I'm so happy. I wanted to yell at you when you said you were going to wait, because I was like, this is a game that deserves to be played right away. Like, one of those just games that you can't wait on. And I wanted to tell you that.
I've got such a queue, though.
Yeah, me too, bro. But I said, fuck it, and picked it up, man. Yeah. Like Caleb and I have, like, one mission left in Far Cry 5. Fuck that.
No, man. I've been focusing on that. That's what I played. I played a lot of that this week. No. That was my I beat one of the first big bosses in it, so I claimed one of the territories. So
yeah, now we've claimed all three one. And the next thing is to go to the dude's like where he lives and to, I guess, fight him. So I think it's one of the last missions. And again, fuck that, God of War's out.
Yeah. It's well, and that crazy. And then like Yakuza 6 came out last week, which is nothing to you guys, but I loved the Yakuza series, so I started playing that.
Never heard of it.
It's a Japanese PlayStation game.
It's one of the porn games.
No, the Japanese dating simulators where you have to.
It's a really good. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but in Japan, and more story than it's more story and dialogue. It's really good.
It's a lot of talking.
It is a lot of talking. So, but I love it. It's great.
I'm already bored just hearing you talk about it.
That's why I didn't talk about it. I just said that's what I'm playing, motherfuckers. But I picked up God of War, so I'll jump on Kratos' dick like you two have been doing.
Good, do it. It's
Listen, when
very
you're
satisfying.
When you're sitting on a big old 95 Metacritic dick, you got to get on it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, what did Yakuza get? Let's look at that one.
Yakuza 6.
It's a small little dick. You don't get up on that. You fall off of it.
God damn it.
Hey, while you're looking up that score, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about Activision and how they're fucking this up. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, they've already announced, and they are reportedly dropping the single player campaign from it, and they're developing that new popular mode, a battle royale mode for the game as well.
Sorry, the Metacritic score of 83 for Yakuza 6.
Five. Okay, Hold on.
That was five. Why didn't it pull up five? I want six, damn it.
Oh, that's five? Okay, we got to get six.
Keep going.
I generally, like, if I wanted to play a Call of Duty game now, it's generally for the single player, not for multiplayer, because it's I'm bored of it now after so many years. So, I'm out. Bye.
I'm really enjoying World War II's multiplayer, but that's as far as it goes. That's all I got to say about it.
Did you say World of War?
World War II.
Oh, okay.
The Call of Duty World War II.
I played a little bit of it, and it's fun, but it's like after a little while, you're just like, all right, cool. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's an 83% on Yakuza 6.
Thank you for that update. So it's more than willing to get you pregnant, but it's definitely not going to like rock your world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it'll get the job done.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys act like it's offending me. Like I bought like I own the company. I'm just happy to play the games, man.
Kev, I'm happy for you too. Don't take it too seriously.
You guys can always get mad at me if I'm not playing the exact same games you are.
We're just giving you shit, man.
It's what we do, Kev. It's why your wife hates us.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just slumped in his chair now. Yep.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's how we do every episode. I just kind of get lower and lower in the chair as we go on.
What's Kev's slouch level? What's he at?
Yeah.
All right. So EA has gone through a ton of crap with what Battlefront 2 is, you know, kind of shed light on them. And then, of course, they had that catastrophe of, what's that, Mass Effect, Andromeda. So they came out with a post, the CEO. He says, well, it's clear that players see the company differently than we do. No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like Kev playing a different game than us.
Yeah. Hey, when's the last time you guys played Sea of Thieves?
Oh, man.
Well, he's been out of town.
I've been on vacation.
Yeah, and I told him I wouldn't play without him.
That's no excuse.
I literally told him I wouldn't play without him.
Yeah. And now that we're on Kratos' dick.
Yeah, it'll be a bit.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute. Maybe on the next update when they add stuff. So they're going back in and they're re-looking at it, and they're saying that, you know, for the games that are coming out, like Battlefield and Anthem, made it very clear that we can't afford to make the similar mistakes, and we won't. So I hope that that's true. I hope that they stick to that.
We'll fucking see.
Yeah, that's the ultimate thing, is we'll see. So they did a recent executive reshuffling as well. And so, I mean, maybe things will change. EA, from what we saw leading up to Battlefield 2, was that they've really tried to change and make some new roads with inroads with people and change the perception. Unfortunately, this one set them back.
Chetfu in the chat says, if EA is to make a correct business decision, it shall call the start of Ragnarok.
Yes, this is true.
EA is also working on a Battle Royale mode. Because why not? Well, listen, it's the new team deathmatch, right? Like, if it's not in your game,
it's in the game.
It has to be in the game, right? Like, that's just the thing. It's going to be in every single game now that is made that has multiplayer if it's a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, even Blizzard talked about Battle Royale and putting one in Overwatch. And they just said, no, at this time, it's just not possible with all the balancing issues and all that kind of stuff. And then even said, they were like, it's not that it couldn't happen, but at this time, we're just not looking into it. So I think Battle Royale will just be, I think it's what people want. It's what people like, and it'll be fun to see who makes more kind of creative decisions going into it, because of the fact that obviously we have a number one, and it's going to take a lot to dethrone that, that game, but it'll be fun to see what kind of people do for changes and things like that in order to make it fun and interesting. We have, oh God, I don't even know about this. This kind of ticked me off a little bit. Grand Theft Auto is getting a re-release, and it's a re-release for the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. And it's going to be the Premium Online Edition. Now, what does that get you? It features the original game, with all the content and upgrades. And it's centered around the online multiplayer, which includes the Criminal Enterprise starter pack as well as previous expansions. But all those expansions are free.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter. Then they're going to give you some cosmetics and weaponry, and they're going to give you tattoos. And then they're going to fill your wallet with a cool $1 million of in-game money. So how much will it cost? Just $80.
And people will buy it.
Why? If the game is free. Like, I mean, not the game is free. If you could pick up the game used for like 30 or 40 bucks and you get all those expansions for free, all you're doing is paying a premium of $50 to get online tattoos, gear, and some cash.
Money. Yeah.
Couldn't you just spend $50 on those little shark cards and call it a day? How much are those shark cards? Shark cards.
They go from within $5 to $100.
I'm gonna look it up.
By the way, GTA just announced Battle Royale mode coming.
Oh God.
Probably though.
That's what Chetfu said.
It's $19.99 for $1.2 million. of in-game currency. So why wouldn't you
spend? You're paying the full price of the game plus $20, and they're like, oh, we'll give you $1 million.
And you're losing, so it's 1.2 million in-game?
Yeah.
So you're losing 200,000 credits out of that then?
Seems legit. Rockstar becoming the new EA.
Seriously.
Oh my god. But here's the thing, is they're gonna make, okay, hopefully they'll make money off it, because it's been like the top selling game for like 7 fucking years.
Yeah.
Everyone on the goddamn planet owns this game by now.
Yeah, this is basically Left 4 Dead 2.
I have 3 copies of this game. I'm not gonna buy a fourth.
Yeah.
And then what is it? I hope that they don't ruin it with Red Dead. I hope they at least please make a good single player mode. Make it long.
For Red Dead, you mean?
Yeah. That's what I said, didn't I? Red Dead 2.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
They better.
Sega
is. They know what's good for them.
Yeah. Sega is jumping on the retro console war.
Late to the party. Thing,
I guess. I don't know. They've announced the Sega Mega Drive Mini. And it's got a commercial that's about 15 seconds, and it just shows it. And it looks like the old Sega Genesis, and it'll be released with, I don't know how many games, like a lot.
I don't know. I mean, the other ones only have like 12 games on them or whatever.
There was some third party Sega one, or it was like Sega licensed, but it was like some other company making them. Because those are available right now. You can just go to a store and pick one up.
Yeah, but they're
and they have like 50 to 70 games, including like the original Mortal Kombat and stuff like that. The Genesis versions, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they have all of those with expandable memory. I think you can actually throw on other games on there. But it's made by like some third-party company. And I heard a lot of just like, I heard the interface is terrible. The menus are terrible. And it's just, it's not worth it at all. So I think this is Sega's finally like doing a first party version of it, especially seeing how much Nintendo cash.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
they've made a lot. I hope that they use the original molds for the controllers, because I don't even think the third party ones use the original molds, do they?
Well, they use the 6-button ones. So they had a wireless versions, but it was the 6-button controllers. Mm-hmm. So those came out later on in the Genesis timeline. They're like back when Street Fighter was coming out for consoles, because you needed more buttons, obviously. So they released the 6-button ones, and those, you come with 2 wireless 6-button controls for those consoles.
Are they the official controllers though, or are they third party? Like, are they just crappy?
I mean, they look like the official ones, except like I said, it's just not specifically developed by Sega. But I'm sure Sega probably lost the patent on that years ago anyway, because it's been over 20 years at this point.
We are getting a new BioShock game, and yay. I guess we had one yay and one
What the fuck, Kev?
I love BioShock.
Okay, yes.
I love it so much, but the team's been broken up. Like Ken Levine dissolved the BioShock team. Irrational. He dissolved them, and then some of them were working on like a different game,
like an asset. And,
yes. He was like, fuck BioShock, and he poured it all over the series. And that's why it seemed like BioShock Infinite was just the swan song. It was just like, that's it. This is going to be it. And it was a beautiful game and a beautiful ending. But I'm very, very suspicious of this. Unless Ken Levine is working on it, but I don't think he is.
Yeah, but I mean, I still think that people can come back and make a really nice game. I mean... You got some former employees of Mafia 3 and from Hangar 13 have joined the studio to work on it. And I think it's still come out pretty good. Look, the original team from God of War didn't make the new one, and look at how fucking great that is.
Sort of. Santa Monica had something to do with it. The only David Jaffe was the guy who created the God of War. Yeah. And then he kind of handed it off to them. So,
yeah, I mean, it's the same studio, but it's not the same people.
Right.
Make a good game. I think they can make a great game.
And I like Hangar 13. I thought Mafia 3 was amazing. That was like one of my favorite games that came out in, 2016 when it came out? And I was like the only one that really had good things to say about it. But I would like to see this. I'm just, like I said, I'm just very suspicious. And I have the right to be, because I love Bioshock. That holds a special place in my heart. When I was going to get like a themed video game tattoo, that Bioshock was the first thing to come to mind. So,
did you get it?
No, I haven't gotten a video game tattoo yet. I've got a music tattoo, movie tattoo.
Are you still going to get a video game tattoo?
I mean, if I trust the artist enough and I feel like he could do a good job, he or she could do a good job, then yes, what? I would probably do it.
All right. Hold the phone. What if you allowed Doug and I to do a tattoo on you this Comic Palooza?
No.
Well, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because I value my skin.
What if?
Do you though?
What if we pick?
Do you though? You have like your old band tattooed on your arm. Do
yeah,
you know?
And that's a life experience right there. And don't talk to me about fuck. You have an Apple logo.
Yeah, that's because I love Apple still.
Well, I love my old band.
Yeah, but the difference is I still like use Apple products.
Do you still perform in that band, Kev? I still have great memories of playing shows with those guys. Thank you. See, Link's in here. Link was a member of Power Junkie.
Yeah, but does Link have a Power Junkie tattoo?
No, he left before like the
party
really kicked off.
Yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
Hey,
you thought he left the band before?
No, that's because he doesn't have a tattoo.
I don't think he has any tattoos. Actually, I don't think. I think
because he actually values his skin.
All right, listen. Let's not get into a back and forth war. I just want to set this up. Listen, Doug and Kevin can tattoo me. Kevin and I can tattoo Doug, and then Doug and I tattoo you. Like, it's simple. Let's do this.
No, that sounds like a hepatitis bathtub waiting to happen.
Well,
who has hepatitis?
Listen,
Adrian's not coming.
We'll use.
Oh, God damn, Doug.
Hip hop horn.
Oh, God. I actually heard that.
We'll wash it in between, you know, we'll wash needles in between.
that makes me feel real fucking confident. We'll wash it in between. Oh man, I hate you guys most of the time.
Love you, Kev.
That's right. I wouldn't let you assholes tattoo me either. So
you said something about tattooing his asshole.
No, I said, I wouldn't let you assholes tattoo me either.
Why not?
Tattoo me.
Just do it like in a place that nobody sees, like a cheek.
No. I'm good.
You gonna be a fucking mumble rapper?
Oh shit. Well, that's the show. That's all the content I have.
So. Yeah. Was there something we were talking about in the chat earlier? Was there some news today? I feel like we shared something and we're like, oh shit, we should talk about that tonight. I don't remember.
It's been a while. I don't know. I forget. But if we didn't cover it this week, we'll cover it next week, I promise. So
I don't know if he's in the chat room, but if he is, RZA messaged me earlier. Mm-hmm. And he let me know that he just got engaged.
RZA, congratulations.
So there you go. Big shout outs. RZA, RZA.
RZA, if you pay for plane tickets and for hotels, Kevin, Doug, and myself will come officiate the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Officiate? All three of us?
Of course.
Are we able to? I'd go to his wedding because yes. For another one, he told me, I don't know if it's confirmed. He says, I don't know if I should be saying this, but there's a special punk rock band that'll be playing his wedding.
Who?
It's not Blink 182. Don't get your hopes up. I said punk rock.
Nofix.
The Bomb Pops, which are one of my favorite bands. He's friends with the Bomb Pops. So.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'd be at his wedding. I'd go just to do that. And obviously to support him because we're good friends, all of us, with RZA. That's him. There you go. He's here. Rare Form, SP. There you go.
All right, RZA, listen, the offer stands. We'll officiate the wedding. We'll take one paragraph at a time, kind of like Misconnections, and we'll marry
and
we'll
do it in the Misconnection voice.
Yeah, and we'll do it in Misconnection voices.
We are gathered here today to celebrate
RZA and his like hot ass girlfriend or something.
Now, do you take her or do you want me to take her? We can consummate this marriage right now.
In front of everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, but congratulations, RZA. That's awesome. That's really good news.
Yeah, really great news. Stick around to the end of the show here. We're going to do some Q&A if you want to. Stick in the chat, and we will see you next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.